Welcome to the If She Did It podcast. I'm your host, Becky Fagan, a business coach for beginner online entrepreneurs. Consider this podcast your go-to guide for all things scaling your business to your first 10K months. Get ready to be inspired through marketing, mindset, spirituality, and the stories of successful frempreneurs. I'm so excited to have you here. Now let's dive in. Welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. I am so freaking stoked for this week's episode. I am going to give you a little bit of a heads up. It might be a little bit choppy. When we recorded this episode, Zoom was having some issues, but we went with it and we made it work. But for the most part, all the juicy goodness is in there, all the nuggets, everything. And so this week I have my girl Kylie Opperman on the podcast, and she is an intuitive business and sales coach, and she is such a gem, and we just align in our beliefs in so many ways, and I'm just so excited for this episode. We had so much fun recording it, so I can't wait for y'all to listen. Now, before we dive in, I did want to let you guys know that I have this epic new freebie that's out. It's called the High Ticket Hacker, and it is going to show you the 6 steps that are holding you back from signing high ticket clients. And what's really awesome about this freebie is that it's actually walking you through the things holding you back. It's not just telling you what to do, it's telling you what mistakes to avoid. And that's really a game changer, and it's gonna like honestly blow your mind. I've had some epic messages come in about how much people are loving it. So you're gonna wanna grab it. You can head to the show notes to grab it yourself. I'm so freaking excited about it. And without further ado, let's dive into this week's episode.
Welcome to the podcast, Kylie. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Like, it's amazing to connect with you again. I think we had such like a jive on the Instagram live. We were like, we have to do this.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Okay, so before we dive into the meat of the episode, let's have you introduce yourself, share your story with us, let us know who you are, what you do, and how you got to where you are today.
Definitely. So, hey guys, as you all know, my name is Kylie and I'm a business coach for entrepreneurs. And I also recently started working with men, which was quite interesting. I used to only work with females, so this is quite exciting. And I basically help entrepreneurs create an aligned business online that brings in freedom and fulfillment. And I really focus on helping them achieve the income goals of anything between 5 to 10K months. And a huge thing for me is just really helping entrepreneurs be able to express their passions online to really create impact in the world. If you want me to dive in,
I'm like sitting here silent. I'm like, wait, tell us about you though. Like, how did you get, like, what is your story?
I was sitting here. I'm like, do you want to like say something, or can I just go? You know, amazing. So I've actually been in the coaching space for about, I think it's almost 5 to 6 years now. And I first started as a fitness coach, and that was kind of a side hustle I did while I was still studying psychology as my undergrad. And I started when I just started varsity, I went on this fitness journey, and kind of the whole bodybuilding bug bit me. So I started partaking in bikini shows. And kind of I was like, well, this really lights me up. I found such a great sense of empowerment, and people started like saying that I'm inspiring them, like, and empowering them to take their like fitness journey seriously. So I was like, cool, well, maybe this is the direction for me. And I started fitness coaching, and soon that side hustle over a few years turned into like a full-time job where I'm like, this isn't just a baby anymore. I needed, like, this is actually taking up more time than I expected. And it was in the midst of last year, which is like 2019, and I realized that I wasn't completely on the right path, because I've had these weird conversations with my husband, who he's actually a personal trainer, funnily enough, tongue twister there. And he was like, he just felt so fired up with what he was doing. But yet I was still sitting here so stressed. Somehow I kept telling him, well, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And I think it was just my inner guide telling me that, well, this isn't meant for you. Like, this isn't your final destination. And I think it was literally in August. It was so ironic. My first ever business coach. And truth be told, Kylie waits till the end of the program to come out with this big aha moment. And on our very last coaching call, I said to my business coach back then, I was like, I don't think I want to be a fitness coach anymore. Like, this doesn't fire me up. And she's like, but Kylie, what do you want to do? And I was like, I still want to empower women. I still want, like, I want to be a catalyst for women to create change in the world. And I was just telling her all my passions because I've been studying psychology for 7 years. So I was like, this is where my passions are. This is what's coming in. I just threw it at her. It was just like, oh, I can see you have a passion for business. And somehow that just lit something in me. And I was like, this is it. And it was so unplanned, but I could see like everything from starting as a fitness coach, joining my first business coach as a fitness coach, everything led me to that pivotal moment. And literally overnight, I closed my fitness coaching. I sent out an email to, I think I had like 200 subscribers. I was like, I'm done. I had a following of about 10,000. I was like, I'm done. I had 20 clients under my wing. I was like, guys, I'll support you for the rest of the month and refer you, but I'm done. Like, this isn't for me. And literally, I remember like speaking to my husband on the couch and I was like, I told him like, babe, I'm done. And he was like, what? I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to do fitness coaching. It doesn't light me up anymore. He's like, but you've spent 4 years building this. And I was like, no, not right now more than ever, everything is screaming in me to just do what I'm actually passionate about. And that is literally how I landed up into business coaching.
I love it. Did you hear my dog barking towards the end of what you were just saying? Could you hear? No. Oh my God. Amazing. Wow. This headset is killer then if you couldn't hear, because she is so loud. That's why I muted myself for a second. That is so cool. It's not the first time that I've heard that of like people shifting what they're doing and like wanting to change. But first, I don't know what it was. I think it was the fact that you just went from like, I'm doing it, this is what I'm doing, to like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm shutting my doors and starting fresh. Like, I don't know why. Like, it's not cold in my house, but I just got chills listening to that. I just think it's so like empowering and inspiring that you were just like, yeah, screw it. Like, I don't like what I'm doing anymore. It doesn't light me up. And I found what did, and I'm just going to go full force into that and just shut my doors on what I'm doing right now.
You know, so I think the biggest thing that was like so ironic about pivoting into business coaching is it made me uncomfortable as fuck. Like, to be honest, there was so much shedding that happened because I was losing an identity where I identified as like, a fitness coach for literally 5 years. I identified as a bikini athlete for 5 years. Like, there was so much of my identity that was taken away that I had to be comfortable from starting from the beginning, from starting at like the bottom. And literally Drake's song just like went in my head. Started from the bottom, now I'm here. But literally I had to go back to being like completely fine to starting at the bottom and relaying foundations. And I think that within itself just made me so humble again to experience what it's like to start a business and to really just dive back at the foundations. Because a lot of times once we've done this for quite some time, we forget what it was like to just start. Mm-hmm.
It's so true. Sometimes I'm like, I wish I could just start over, like just with the knowledge that I have now though, like what a cool journey that could be. But so something that we were talking about before we started recording that I am super excited to dive into with you and see where the conversation goes is this topic of money is energy. And it's so true and it's so real. And it's something I talk to my clients about all the time. Like, and I think that understanding this concept and putting faith and belief into this concept, actually the sooner that you are able to do that, the sooner that you're going to be able to like really catapult in your business, I believe.
This is so, so true. So, I mean, it's like anything we really do relies on energy and frequency. And I think one of the basic things when we started talking about money is energy, and people really feel like, well, how is this even possible? I kind of take them back to the bigger picture. If we look at like money right now in the world, 85% of that is electronic. Like, it's just sitting in your banking app. We don't have these pots of gold lying anywhere or heaps of cash just stored in the bank. Everything is electronic. So if you think of it, therefore, if we think of, well, the fact that everything is electronic, that means money is therefore energy. And there's this beautiful book by Gina DeVee, and also you've probably, I'm pretty sure you've read You're a Badass at Making Money. Mm-hmm. And they really speak about the fact that money is currency and currency is energy. And right. We need to realize that energy is neutral. So it's also then realizing that we only attach meaning to money due to our own moral values. Because if you think about it in this way, water is also neutral. So just as water is good when you're like thirsty and bad when there's a leak in your roof, so can money also be good or bad, depending on the intentions you have around it. And the moment we can make that pivotal shift, and I truly feel that every single entrepreneur should do some form or another like money mindset coaching and make sure that they have a good relationship with money, because truth be told, you really can't have a shitty relationship with money and be trying to build an online business.
Yeah. It's so true. And like when I first started my business, so I think in 2019, the mindset and like self-help world really blew up. At least that's my perspective. And I started my business in like the fall of 2018, in September of 2018. And I didn't really like, I mean, everybody knows like self-help or like, you know, go take a bath or like whatever, do a face mask. People know it on that level, but they never necessarily looked at it on a deeper level. So I didn't really know. And back then, honestly, even though it wasn't that long ago, business coaches that were primarily masculine energy and like in their strategy and like strategies would work for them, they weren't really teaching mindset even back then. So like I didn't have mindset support from the get-go in my business. So I wasn't working on things like my money mindset or just like my mindset in general. And it really made things difficult for me. And what I realized later on once I started working on my mindset was there was a time, so January of last year, so January 2019, I had one, because I started my business as a social media manager, I had one management client left, and she was actually like completely draining my soul. It was horrible, but it was like a solid amount of money that I was making each month. So I was getting so fed up because I wasn't making any money in my coaching business yet. I couldn't get a client, like I was struggling so bad. And so instead of like launching an offer at like a high ticket price, I launched it at like a really low price point, because at that point I just like didn't care anymore. And I was like, I just want clients. I don't care about the money. Like I have enough money to live for the next like 2 months. Like I'm good. And without realizing it, I technically unintentionally shifted into an abundance mindset because I wasn't connected to the outcome anymore. I was just like, I want to serve, and I didn't care as much about the money. So that didn't solve my money mindset. I still had to work on my money mindset later on. But because I was, without realizing it, in an abundance mindset and like not so concerned about like my money stories and just concerned about like, this is a low price, I'm comfortable saying it over the phone, I can sign clients, I ended up getting on like 7 sales calls and like closing all 7 clients. Now, do I recommend doing that now that I've done it? No. Like working below your energy exchange level is not enjoyable. But it's something now that I can like tap into of like, what did that feel like to be abundant and not care so much about the money side of things?
Oh, it's so true. And I love that you actually spoke about detaching from the outcome, because like you said, within the entrepreneurial space, it is a very masculine space, and we kind of get motivated by chasing numbers, and we see it all around us. Like, how often do you log onto social media and you see like, oh, I just made my first 5K month, or I'm like halfway through reaching my first like 7 figures this year, and you're constantly bombarded with these big numbers that you're like, you feel behind if that's not you, if you can't say yes, like that is me,
right?
And I think that really forces us into that scarcity mindset of, is that ever going to be with me? Like, if they're making so much, is there any money left for me? Like, or are there any clients left for me? Mm-hmm. Like, we have this, I think it's that primal instinct that kicks in. You know, that back in the day of actually just surviving when we just lived in like a cave store, that primal instinct still kicks in to be like, well, this is survival of the fittest. Mm-hmm. And we need to realize that, especially with money, like, because it is energy, it is truly an infinite resource, because energy cannot be made or destroyed.
Right.
So we all have equal access to it.
Yeah.
And do I believe that money is distributed unevenly in the world? Of course. Like, unfortunately it is. But at the same time, we need to realize that with having equal access to money, like, what opportunities are you going to create for yourself to gain access to like the monetary goals you have?
Right. It's so true. And I think that's something that a lot of people that aren't in this industry don't understand. Like, they just see things differently. So for example, I have, my cousins are very like, they're just very, you know, some people don't have they have this like this opinion of like, some people don't have the same opportunities as others. And, you know, it's like, not that like the world is unfair, but kind of, I mean, it kind of is unfair, the world, you know, and that's kind of what you just mentioned about how like money is kind of unfairly like, you know, passed around or whatever in this world. And they're not wrong with those beliefs. And like this coaching world is so different and it's hard for people on the outside looking in to understand. And that like, there really is endless opportunity if you're willing to put in the time and effort. And I mean, yes, I do feel that it's important when you're first starting your business to hire a coach off the bat, even though it's a scary and most likely difficult investment to make off the bat that some people don't have. But the thing is, like, if you find the money to make it happen, like, you can transform your life so easily and so quickly. And that's something that I think that people don't totally grasp, is that like with this viewpoint of money as energy and the way money flows in the coaching industry, like there's so much opportunity to make so much money in this industry with the right, obviously, strategy, but like perspective and mindset around everything.
I really love that you mentioned that, because you know what, it is scary to invest in a business coach. I know when I initially invested in my first business coach, she was like 3,600, and I was literally just making barely even 250 in my business, like just straight up $250. Like it was really at that point, because I was massively undercharging myself. I realized that I didn't believe I was worthy of being that coach that actually asks high tickets, like offers for fitness coaching, needless to say. But it was a scary thing for me to do. Like it was really scary. But the big thing as I came from that is that every time I invest in myself, I'm like, this is going to come back to me tenfold. Because I am giving that back into the universe to say, like, I am willing to give, I don't want to say give up, but to give to you, like, this, whatever your amount may be, like 3K, 6K, 9K, 18K, like whatever you're investing to a business coach, like, I am willing to give this to be able to receive it in return. And it does come back to you tenfold. It truly does. Like, there is not one investment where I can be like, I didn't get the return of investment in terms of actually getting an equal exchange from the universe.
I completely agree. There were a couple that I didn't get the like return I was maybe looking for, but when I look back on it, that's kind of back to like what I was mentioning before of like, I didn't have the support I needed to get me there because I didn't know this belief system yet, right? Like this is a belief system and, you know, we can like prove it, like in terms of like the money is energy thing, like no matter, there is proof behind it, right? Because when you put out energy, you're receiving back. So like, even with like investments in our business, right? Like when we invest the money and when we believe that, like, if we're investing, that basically what you just said, if we're investing the money and putting the money in, like it's going to come back to us. Like it always does. So that's first thing. And then the other part is what I always say to people is like, money is a renewable resource, right? Like money, there's always more money to be made. Once time is used up, time is used up. We only have so much time on this earth and you can't get your time back. So like if I wanted to go back to yesterday, I couldn't do that. But if I spent $20 yesterday that I want back, I can go make those $20, even if it looks like me going and getting a job as like a server. So obviously not in this current world we're living in, but you know, when we can actually go eat at restaurants, like go be a server or whatever, like I can go make that money back, right? But I can't get my time back. And I think that's like in and of itself is such proof that like it's the energy that comes back to us. Like money flows. Time doesn't flow. Time just is. And if we lose it, we lose it. And that's another reason that investing in a coach is so valuable, because people usually don't have a year, 2 years, 3 years to spend time on a business without making any money, because that's just a hobby. You're not making any money. But if they invest a couple thousand dollars, as scary as that is, you learn, you flow, your energy flows, and you don't lose any time. You just take advantage of your time, and in like, you know, maybe 3 months you're already making money in your business versus 3 years.
You know, that is so, so true. Because if I look back at it as well, I can completely agree with you. Like, have there been like programs I've been a part of where I'm like, I probably didn't get like the return of investment on that program? Yes. I think somewhere, sadly along the line, like somewhere we will all have that experience. Just because it wasn't the right match for you. It's not to say it was like a shitty program or a shitty coach. Like, I just think it wasn't the right person for you, but that's also how we learn. But at the same time, if I look at it like the good or the bad, if I didn't go through those programs and go through investing that much in myself, like I wouldn't be half the woman I am today, regardless of even say business owner or coach. because it really just gives you that direction and that guidance. And to be honest, like, the entrepreneurial journey is one hell of a ride. Like, you don't sign up to be an entrepreneur to have it easy. Like, you really don't. That's and true. We need that support. Like, we really need that support. I mean, if I look at it, like, I have a business coach and a mindset coach, and a few months ago I had a fitness coach as well. And I was just like, you need that support. Like, I needed that. So I need that support mentally, and I need that support physically as well to fully operate as an entrepreneur. So we need to realize that we can't, like, truth be told, like, if you're listening to this podcast and you're doing this on your own, like, stop. You need to find support. Like, doesn't matter what kind. I mean, there are, if you can't afford a coach for a high ticket, like, investment, it's fine. There are so many, like, membership groups you can become a part of that will still provide you some level of support, but you truthfully told cannot be doing this on your own.
Yeah, I totally agree. And honestly, like, listening to what you were just saying about, you know, even the programs that I did, that you did go through, that, like, maybe didn't give you the monetary return, there was still a purpose for taking those courses or the programs. And one of the first programs that I was in, honestly, like, it didn't yield the results I was expecting or hoping for. And again, like I mentioned a couple times, I think a lot of that was not having the right mindset support and guidance. But honestly, like, I don't regret doing that program for a second, because I made two of my best friends in that program. And one of those friends led me to hiring another, like, one of my more recent coaches that got me, like, my money mindset on point and, like, allowed me to then make so much more money. And I wouldn't have joined that program if it wasn't for my friend. And, like, one of my other friends were, like, my other friend that I made from that program were, like, planning to do different things in our business together. And it's, like, it's not, most of the time, the goal obviously is, like, a monetary return, right? And, like, with the right coach, the right connection, the right person firing you up, it will happen. And sometimes, like, you get, you know, your best friend out of it, or you get a potential future business investment out of it or something like that. So there's always a point and there's always a purpose for the things that you choose to do.
You know, that's so true. And I love that you said that, like, not every win is monetary, because also the big thing, and I think this goes so well with the terms of, like, money being energy, is also ask yourself, how much energy am I able to hold right now? Because if you're setting the goal for yourself, like, just thinking back to the programs that you maybe didn't get the monetary gain that you wanted, were you ready to actually get that monetary gain? Like, were you actually ready to achieve your first, like, 5K month, or ready to sign on 10 clients, or ready to have a sold out launch? Because truth be told, if I look back, like, when I just started in the midst of, like, August, I think it was like August, September, around about there last year, like, I would have not been ready to handle, like, 30 constant clients under my wing, like I have now. Like, I would have actually just broken a path. I think it's realizing that you will get what you are ready for. So if you're also not getting, if you're part of a program or you're running a business or whatever the case may be, and you're not achieving that monetary result that you're looking for, ask yourself, am I actually ready to? Or am I like self-sabotaging myself? Is there some way that I'm holding myself back from actually reaching this money goal?
Yeah. That's so good too. And it's so true. Like, I have this academy and it's for beginner coaches. And I kept telling myself, no, I want 15 women, 15 women, 15 women. And each round, like, the number has gone up. Like, this round right now I have 7. And I, like, honestly, completely honest, like, I, because I have one-on-one coaching within it, and right now it's bi-weekly one-on-one calls. Like, I couldn't handle more than that. Like, I have a total of, like, 10 clients right now. And, like, I have so many one-on-one calls. Like, I don't have time to even work in my business that much. And it's just, like, I wasn't being realistic. And so now I'm, like, shifting my system so that it's not as – it still has one-on-one support, because I think that that's really important as a beginner. But it's not going to have as much, because it limits my ability to help as many people as I want to be able to help. And that's just a realization that I had to come to. But – at the time, I was just pissed. I was like, why am I not, like, reaching the goal of how many people I want? But in reality, like, it's not, like, it's not tolerable. To sometimes we make such big goals for ourselves and we're so hard on ourselves, but, like, the universe knows what we can handle. It's so, so true. And every time I look back at, like, where, what my goal was and what I actually reached, I'm like, that's really all I could have handled.
No, definitely. Like, I feel like, you know, we will always get what we are ready for. And a big thing as well, like, when you said that kind of limits your ability to support people, is I think a huge thing that people, that we also need to realize as coaches as well, like we can only carry our clients so far. Like there also still needs to be that boundary. So maybe it's even that beautiful way of the universe now that you're going through the shift of trying to see how you can change your structure within your coaching to bring on more people. It's also going to teach you how to create healthier boundaries with your clients. Because we sometimes, especially when it becomes a very intimate group, I feel like we can, I say this for myself, I can't even say we, I speak for my own like part here. Maybe you'll agree on me here. But I found that when I only coached a handful of people, I would give so much of myself to them that it almost created a codependency, which I think isn't a really good thing, because then, and I've experienced this with a coach I've been with as well, where when I started with her, she was still small, like small in terms of clients. And then she grew as I was in that coaching program. And at the same time, it taught me how to become more like independent, because I realized like, okay, when she was only coaching like five of us, she'd be like spot on quick with replies. Where as she grew, like obviously more boundaries had to come in place to be like, okay, only message me here, only message me in these times and I'll reply. And at first I was taken aback by it, but then I realized that this is such a beautiful lesson from the universe as well to show me that I've become codependent on this person. So I think even the shift that you're going through is like so beautiful within itself, because it's really going to allow your clients to not become codependent on you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. Okay. So we've been talking, we've said some really great things, and I would love to give the listeners like some tangible, like tips, I guess, for, you know, we clearly are at the place where we're comfortable with this concept of money as energy and letting it flow and that belief around it. So for somebody that's maybe new to this understanding, like what would you, I don't know that tips is the right word, but what would you advise them, or how would you guide them to getting comfortable with this idea of like money is energy and this is just, you know, part of the process?
So I would definitely say one would actually be to invest in like reading a book that changed my life. It's You're a Badass at Making Money from Jensen Zero. Like that book just explains everything so beautifully. And I think especially when you're new to the concept of money as energy, the best thing that you can do to start tackling your beliefs around money is to ask yourself, what have I been told about money in the past? So really get like curious about seeing what have your parents been telling you about money, what have family members been telling you about money, what have people around you been telling you about money, because that's the moment you can identify what stories you relate to with money, that's when you can start familiarizing yourself with the concept that money is energy, because we first need to become aware of what's current in order to actually build on what's new.
Yeah, that's so true. That's like, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just one of those things where I'm like trying to think like, what would I even say to somebody? Because sometimes I like ask somebody like a guest like something and I'm like, how would I even respond to that? But I totally agree with everything that you said. And it's just a matter of like getting comfortable with the idea that it's not so much about like, what is your value, but it's like, what is the energy exchange? And thinking about that, like even when you're thinking about investing in a coach, like what do I think that the exchange of energy is valued at this price that it's going to cost to work with this person? Am I willing to like put that money out? Am I willing to take like, you know, put the energy out there to bring that money back into me, that kind of a thing. And I think just like really familiarizing yourself with that feeling of like money as energy gets you really far. And then my favorite money book is Get Rich Lucky Bitch. I love that book.
Yes, I've read that one as well. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that one.
That's a really good one.
That one really got me. I read that last summer and I loved it. But yes, okay, so I want to make sure that we can like close out this episode before we get kicked off again. For anyone listening, Zoom has not been our friend this morning. So I love ending every episode with you sharing what you would say to a beginner coach who either is a beginner, like just getting started, or, you know, wants to dive in, but is scared to. What would you say to them to kind of like, you know, like just, I don't know why I'm like still talking. What would you want to say to them?
But I think one of the biggest things I would truthfully tell them is, there's like so many things running through my mind. It's like, where can I actually pinpoint to just one? But I would truthfully say, like, follow your heart. And I know that sounds so cliche as fuck, and everyone's like, really, Kylie, like, this is like the $1 million thing you want to tell us. But it's so true. Like, truthfully, follow your heart and do what feels right for you. Because a lot of times in the online space, we will, and I have been there, I'm sure you can agree, like, you've probably been there as well. We get so consumed in seeing what everyone else is doing that we think, okay, that's what I need to be doing to pivot, like, pivot my business or scale, or that's what I need to be doing to gain clients, that we lose sight of why we even started in the first place. Mm. So truly keep true to your why, like keep true to your purpose and why you even started. Remind yourself of that daily and truthfully follow your heart. And I think that goes very strongly with also knowing your values. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to start as an online entrepreneur, like, check in with yourself and, like, ask yourself, what are the 5 values that I live by? And the, like, 5 values, for example, could even be 10 values if you want. But, like, what are the 5 values that I want to build my business upon? And, like, remind yourself of those each and every day, because it is going to be a roller coaster ride. You're going to have ups and downs. But if you can just bring yourself and center yourself back to that why, that's what's going to pull you through and truthfully have you stand out at the finishing line when everyone else is kind of, like, backed out already.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That was so good. Well, Kylie, thank you so much for being on the podcast. This was a lot of fun, and I hope it makes sense when I clip it together for everyone to hear.
I am excited for everyone to listen to this, because I think it's going to be that beautiful thing of nothing needs to be perfect for you to, like, actually create impact with it. So I'm excited.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, you guys, I hope all the choppiness aside, you were able to enjoy this episode and get some really great value out of it, because Kylie and I talked about some really epic stuff in here. So if you've enjoyed this episode, definitely share it on Instagram, tag us in it, let us know that you've loved it. Give the podcast a review, because the more reviews, the more, you know, impact this podcast can make, because the more people we'll be able to reach. And you know, don't forget, if you want to start signing those high ticket clients, be sure to head to those show notes and download the High Ticket Hacker. And otherwise, I will see y'all next week on the If She Did It podcast.